The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and we're very excited to be talking about the Ghost Light Theater's production of The Light in the Piazza. This sounds like a lot of fun, and it's you've had a couple weekends, or at least a weekend of it, and the final weekend is coming up this weekend. So Dan Maxson is joining us as the director of this show, and he also brought some cast members along. We'll get to those guys in just a moment. But Dan, tell me a little bit about this show and what it's been like for the Ghost Light to now finally be able to put on some live theater. I know you've kind of started the season, had some outdoor performances. So tell me a little bit about what's happening behind the scenes with all that.
Sure. Well, it's been very cathartic to be putting on a show again, obviously. There's a little sense of purpose, which is really great. A little sense of friendship, which is even better. And we've assembled a really, really great crew, just talented, hardworking, and most importantly, just the kindest people I could ever want to work with. So that aspect has been fantastic. The actual storytelling of it is similarly cathartic, maybe a little more dramatic, obviously. It's a beautiful piece, just absolutely beautiful. The music, the score evokes this kind of old Hollywood feel, but also these references to operatic themes and just borrowing from famous compositions here and there tastefully. It's thoroughly original. But awesome. The story comes from a classic movie, obviously, The Light in the Piazza, and it centers on Clara Johnson and Margaret Johnson as they travel from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, over to Florence, Italy, and have a little vacation. But, you know, not all goes as expected, and drama ensues and things like that.
Yeah, a lot of fun things happen on your vacations, right? I mean, so it's a fun show, a great fun thing to put together, and then it's outside, correct? And that's what is also the fun part about doing live theater again, is you get to be outside.
Absolutely. And this show takes place a lot outside of The Light in the Piazza. A lot of outdoor locations in Florence, but also in Rome for a moment. So it works out very well. I couldn't think of another show that would work as well as this has. And it's set against the back of, well, you know, the Ghost Light is right next to the Citadel Dance and Music Center. So we get to use this brick facade, and it has some similar angles and colors to the actual Piazza della Michelangelo. Which one are we in? Gosh, I don't speak Italian.
Neither do I. I just singing it every once in a while. So this has been, I'm sure, a lot of fun. How many cast members do you have in this show as a whole?
Vaguely 12, I would think. It's a remarkably small ensemble for a musical. We must have 5 devoted ensemble members and about 8 principal characters. Yeah,
wonderful. And we have 3 cast members, main leads in this show. First, we'll talk to Elizabeth. Tell me a little bit about your character and what it's been like to be a part of the show.
Well, to be a part of the show is just an honor, privilege, and just been pure joy, especially after a year and a half of no live shows. So it's just been wonderful. I was here 2 years ago to help open the Ghost Light and their production of Bridges in Madison County. So it's just been joy to be able to come back and to do this show. This show is really special. It's one of the recent musicals that's been written that's just so beautiful. The music is more old, you know, has an older sound, mm-hmm. like Dan was saying, more legit, as they say in the musical theater world. And it's just beautiful. It's almost silly how pretty it is. So that part of it is just been a joy. My character isn't always a joy. I'm a middle-aged mom of a child with developmental disabilities. And so she has some really heartbreaking moments, to say the least. And so since I am a mom and I'm also living in Winston-Salem, I've been there for the last 12 years, it's hard not to sort of be triggered daily, mm-hmm. nightly in rehearsals and in performances. And so it can be a little draining and heartbreaking, but it's worth it because this story is really important. It's really important for a mother to tell stories about disabled children. There's not mm-hmm. enough out there about that. And so I feel it's an honor to tell this story every day.
And is it a challenge to not only be from the area that the character's from, but also be a mother to just play yourself instead of the character? Do you struggle with kind of being doing that or doing the character?
You know, I don't feel like I'm playing myself every day with her. Sure. I've had other roles where I felt that way with her. She is her own beast. I don't really feel like Margaret, but thankfully as a mother, I feel similar feelings.
Yeah.
But as an actor, I feel like I can pull on and use. Every mother has mom guilt. Right. And Margaret is mom guilt times 1,000. So I have things that I can pull on for those tough moments each day. But I love it. I mean, she's a hoot. She is a funny Southern lady.
Those are always great. Looking forward to checking that out. If someone hasn't seen the show, you got to go and see it at the Ghostlight. Maddie, let's talk to you. You are playing Clara in this show. And so tell me, what's been the biggest challenge for you being a part of this show?
Well, the music is definitely difficult vocally. I have been training classically, so thankfully I'm able to like sustain myself, but there's some pretty difficult singing parts vocally, rhythms and all that stuff. But really, it's been really interesting, also difficult, but for me with Clara, because she has developmental disability, you know, so she's basically stunted at the age of like 10 to 12 years old. And I was able to like contact a lot of people who worked with people like that and speak to some of those people, to like further understand mm-hmm. how people operate like that. And I also have ADHD and certain learning disabilities. So I do relate to the character
sure.
quite a bit. A lot of her flightiness and just like not paying attention. It's me anyways, like that's how I operate sometimes. But, it's definitely been a challenge for sure. I think this is one of my most challenging roles so far, but it's been really like, it's been amazing too, as well. I really enjoyed the work of figuring out how to play this character.
Absolutely. Is it hard falling in love every night?
No, it's fun. We have so much fun. Greg and I have known each other for a little bit of time, but we've become really close and it's just gets better and better every time we do it. It's like we find new things to do and new ways to come at the scenes. And it's been really amazing.
Yeah. And let's talk to Greg. Greg, you play Fabrizio in this show. What's that been like for you?
It's been incredible. So I am very fortunate to be reviving this role as Fabrizio. I did it 3 years ago. And ever since I found about him, I felt a deep connection with him. He's a 20-year-old Italian guy, very romantic, very passionate, very innocent. And yeah, it's been so much fun. And this musical to me has changed my life in multiple ways. It is my favorite musical, mm-hmm. and I'm amazed at the quality of this piece. And I am very attracted at the complexity of each character, as we all discover our own relationships with to love and to marriage. And I can't think of a better fulfilling score ever written for Broadway. And so far, it is a pleasure to sing this every night. So I'm very blessed.
Has it been different this now that, like you said, you played it 3 years ago? Are you learning new things or trying out new things maybe that you didn't do 3 years ago?
Yes. So 3 years ago, I didn't sound like I sound today. it was very different. I tried. It's so different. I was talking to Dan and I was telling him that it's a completely different show when you have different people, when you're a different age.
Yeah.
Now I understand Fabrizio way more than I used to before. And it's so different. And also this place is magical and performing outside. And it's just so special. Everything about it.
Absolutely. And it is, I'm sure, an absolutely beautiful performance from you guys because you're extremely talented people, and to be able to do this. And obviously, everybody wants to see and support live theater once again, now that we can finally get back out and do so. Dan, let's run down the things that people need to know before they go when it comes to this show. This is the final weekend, right?
That's right.
So what else do we need to know as far as getting tickets and any other info that we need to find out?
Absolutely. You can check out the Ghostlight Theater website or go to the Eventbrite, Light in the Piazza, Ghostlight. Those Google words will send you right to the page. Okay. Tickets are between $12 and $28. We have chairs for you, but you're free to bring your own. That's Thursday through Sunday. So Thursday through Saturday is going to be 7:30. Okay. And then on Sunday, we have 3 o'clock.
Wonderful. And that's going to be an amazing performance. It is a great musical. So if those of you who don't know about it, learn up about it or just go see it live, because that's the best way to enjoy musical theater. So looking forward to it. Check out the Ghostlight about not only this show, but all the other shows that they have this season. Really great season. So go and check that out. But thank you guys so much for taking a little bit of time to tell me about your experience with the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.